Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to read a few verses and say something. God will help me. Matthew 27, if you got the Bible, I'm going to look at it there. Lord, bless us, help us, oh God. Oh Lord, mighty Father God. Oh Lord, bless it, God. Matthew 27 deals with Christ before Pilate. I can't read the whole chapter. There's a lot of writings here. They took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. The greatest man that ever lived. Nobody compared to him. One of the most hated that ever lived, if not the most hated that ever lived, is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's hated today, brethren. Amen. The more I read this chapter here, Jonathan, Brother Jonathan, the more I see that I'm not living as godly as ought to. They say, yea, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. There's a lot of things. Listen, there's a lot of things. You'll hear me out. There's some things, I'll say that I can give room for. But there's no room to give in to anything but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I don't care what anybody believes tonight, brother, I'm sticking with Him as the only way. He don't have to have no help. It's not Jesus plus baptism. I don't care what they say. Amen. It's not Jesus plus nothing but Jesus Himself. And that is the only way that a man's saved. That's the only way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man come to the Father but by me. And if anything grieves my heart when people try to make a light of the fact that He is the way, the truth, and the life. And brethren, it can be done. You can think you're helping God. You ain't helping Him do nothing. Right. Amen. It's Him doing it through and by His own power. Amen. You cannot. Brethren, listen. You cannot please God in the flesh. Human performance don't do it. I understand and know that we do act upon the Word. I understand that. And that's God's responsibility, us the responsibility to God. He give us to do. And I'm telling you this, though, but He said, brethren, in John 15, without me, ye can do nothing. That means nothing. It's exactly what it means. And I know that's right. But brethren, listen. Thank God for Him tonight. He's the one. Amen. A sinner. He's the center of everything. Amen. Every doctrine, everything we believe tonight is about Jesus Christ. Amen. If we can't find nothing to preach, but brethren, amen, all these other things, never preach Him. Amen. God reminded me about that. He said, if you can't preach me, thank God you don't even need to be preaching. Amen. That's right. Thank God I'd say that to anybody. Teaching, preaching, I know we'd get the Word. He is the Word. And thank God for it. All Scriptures give them inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness. Why? That the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. It's right. Thank God all Scriptures give them inspiration of God. But I'm telling you what, He is the Word. Amen. Listen. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And John knew that and seen that. He even said in 1 John, He handled it with His own hands. Amen. And we testify to you, and we pray that you'd have the same fellowship with God and with us. And that's why God called you to fellowship. That was the holy 1 Corinthians. He said He called you to fellowship. Amen. That means to commune with Him. Amen. You can't have fellowship. Amen. Unless you know Him. Amen. Thank God you're going to have to be saved to have fellowship with God. You don't have fellowship with somebody you don't know. Amen. Listen, that's why I thank God you could go, amen, to a meeting tomorrow. Amen. And you meet a man you've never known. But that man has the same witness and knows the same God. And you can sit at a table, praise God, and talk about Christ and the Holy Ghost, bless that, and you have communion with the brethren, amen. That's a like faith, brethren. That's what He said. We have this common salvation, and brethren, that's a like faith. You know what I'm talking about. Thank God we know the joyful sound. Jesus saves, amen, and He does save. Praise God, the Trinity's involved in salvation, amen, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, amen. But I'm telling you what, the Savior of the world is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. He's the one that died, brother. And he's the one that come. What's that mean, brother? Amen. That he laid down his life for his friends. I asked God that. I thought about that verse this afternoon. Thank God, he said, greater love had no man than this. And a man laid down his life for his friends. Who is his friend, Brother Keith? Amen. Thank God, sinners are his friends. He said he was a friend of sinners. Amen, Brother John. Thank God. Amen. Knew about that, brother, when he wrote that in 15:13. Amen. Thank God, John 10. Amen. My sheep, that's possessional. Thank God, that's a possession. Thank God, he calls them out. Amen. And no, they won't follow a stranger. They'll follow him. Thank God. I'm telling you, brother, the more we read, the more we see, there are few there be that find it. Amen. I sat in Cecil Whitley's office one time. Amen. I played softball for him. And I was telling him about what God had done for me. Amen. He said, Joel, he said, I'm hearing you, but ain't many people believe the way you do. I said, you got that right. Amen. Thank God, I told him. He said, brother, listen. Thank God, I thought it affected him a little bit. Thank God, I got that thing about Jesus. Amen. Save my wretched soul. Thank God. Amen. He's the only Savior, brother. Amen. Ain't how good you live, how what he does. Ain't no good people besides his goodness. Amen. In the sight of God, his perfection. Amen. He looks, thank God, upon the man's heart. Amen. He knows our heart deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it, brother? Listen, all things. A.W. Hink said, he said, all things. That's worse than the devil. Amen. That's what he said. It is right. I said, that what Pink said about that thing. He said, the heart is desperately wicked above all things. Amen. What's worse than that's the seed and desperate wicked heart. Amen. That's right, brother. Hey, God, buddy, I'm glad he made it pure, aren't you? Amen. You'll never have a change unless he changed you, unless he gave you a new heart. He didn't reform it. Thank God, he reborn you. Amen. Gave you new life. Amen. I'm as new tonight. Thank God today I got saved. And brother, I'm telling you this, when a man gets saved, he'll be a new creature. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. What's the difference? Christ is. Amen. If any man be in who? Christ. Jesus. He's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's just the way it is. That's the way he works. We know no man after the flesh. Can you take this? Thank God, today you got saved. Everything was washed. Amen. Not revere no more. Amen. He don't bring up the past. Amen. He don't even remember it. How can he bring it up? Amen. Thank God. Amen. Listen, that's when men really begin to live in the sight of God. I know we got history. I know that. But God looks at that day a man gets sin. And brother, we don't know a man after the flesh. We know him in the spirit. Thank God, because he's been born again. And brother, listen, if a man has new life, thank God, that means he don't have no past life. Amen. Listen, when that baby's born, thank God. Amen. He don't have no past history. Amen. He's a new baby. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, when a man's born again, thank God, he ain't got nothing charged against him. Amen. Who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifieth. Amen. He's the one that does it. God accepts what his son done. Thank God, he give us a life. Everything's through his son. Thank God, he accepts Christ. That's why I'm saved tonight. That's why I stay saved tonight. Thank God, because he accepts what his son did. Thank God for lost sinners like us. Amen. Thank God, that's on the books, buddy. Amen. That's on the books. Old guy said, book it. Thank God, he booked it a long time ago. Amen. He saw the complete work, brother. Amen. It's as sealed today, thank God, as it ever will be. Amen. I couldn't go to hell and ain't going to hell. I thought one time, thank God, I found out, brother, and I ought to be in hell. The judgment of God came upon me and I saw myself seeking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. But I'm glad, thank God, amen, the Savior came and rescued me. Amen. He didn't throw a life jacket in. Thank God, he got in and got me. Amen. Thank God, a day I was in the pit. Psalm 40, brother. Thank God, he said, amen. I know this kills me, but it's just the truth. He said, I was in a heart. Pit. Amen. Listen. Thank God the Lord inclined to me and heard my cry. Amen. He brought me up. Amen. I was down. He brought me up out of a horrible pit. Thank God, out of the miry clay. I set my feet upon a rock and established my going. Brother, there ain't nobody can get in the pit and get you out but him. Amen. Thank God. You listen, if a man stood and read the Bible outside the pit, thank God, he still got to get in. Amen. Listen, he's got to get in and get us. Thank God, when you get to that thing and say, he's the only hope I have. have. He's the only hope I've got. Amen. That's when, thank God, you can live. Amen. Instead of trying to keep it yourself and trying to crawl out yourself. Amen. You never got out the when you crawl out. Trying to crawl out, you get deeper in. And you can't get out until he gets you out. Amen. I'm glad for that tonight. Bless his name. Notice this book. I got to read a few verses here. Verse 20, but the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. That's all they want to do anyhow. We'll not have this man to reign over us. Notice this. The governor answered and said unto them, whether of the twain will you have that I release unto you? And they said, Barabbas. Barabbas was a thief. It said he was a notable thief. That means he was notorious for it. Amen. That's what the book says. Notice this here. Pilate, that's what they want today. They want the evil. They don't want the good. Amen. They praise people. God have mercy. Don't get on all this stuff. They praise the wicked more than they blaspheme the people that doing right. Sad, ain't it? They want to give right. Somebody ain't got a right to repent if God gives it to them. And they can't do it unless God gives it to them. Amen. You say if everybody under the hand of God, sure they are. So, well, I don't like the way things are going. Well, you have to talk to him about that. Amen. He's the one who set this thing up. I didn't. I ain't even got a vote in it. He looked to call me today and I said, what do you think about that? He never will. He'll never call you or ask anybody, amen. He ain't needed to, and he never will. And this here was the will of God right here. Can you get that tonight? I know it's hard for people to accept, Brother Danny, but the will of God's being done exactly the way he wants to do it. And, brother, listen, thank God you better be glad that God included you in this thing. Amen. He quickened you and made you alive in Christ and showed you the truth of God in Christ. Amen. Listen, thank God I'm telling you tonight, brother, the whole revelation of God is in his Son. And listen, the whole, amen. Thank God, the whole revelation. God is in the Godhead. Where's it at? In his, he's the body. The Godhead been body, amen. Everything's in him by him. Listen, friend, the revelation is in who he is, thank God. You ever know who he is, thank God, you ain't going to go leave him. If you get a little religion, make a profession in the church, get baptized, you might not be here in 2 weeks. But you will never leave the one that the revelation come by is the Lord Jesus Christ. Right. Number one, you can't leave somebody that ain't going to leave you. They didn't know who he was. He said if they knew, they wouldn't have crucified him. That's what they said. Buddy, you look at that one as well. He said if you knew the gift of God, you'd ask of me and I'd give you leave. If you knew. What did he say? Ever learned but never able to come to what? The knowledge. The truth, brother, listen, that's a miracle tonight. We ain't trying to pile a bunch of people up. I ain't got in religion. Amen. I'm trying to get a membership. Amen. It's up to God to work in a man's heart and reveal to him who he is and who Christ is. And that's where it's at. These people was blind as a bat. Amen. They said we want Barabbas. They didn't want him because they didn't really know who he was. That's right. Matthew, you lived for years. I mean, you're a young man, but you come to this church, you went to the other church, but you really didn't know who he was till he showed himself to you. Amen. Look at my hands and my feet. Amen. Thank God, even the woman at the well said, is this not the Christ? Amen. That's him. That's who he is. Thank God. I that speak unto thee am he. I'm the one. I'm the Messiah. You said, you know, when Messiah comes, he'll restore all things. He said, I am him. Amen. I'm here now, thank God. Not when I come, I'm here. I'm down here, brother. He knows. Thank God, his own brother. Amen. Listen. Thank God, you don't know till you know, and no man can know except he's been born again. Right. Amen. He sung that song a while ago. He talked about being paid it on Calvary. Brother, you ever went to Walmart and just give somebody, said, I want to get this here. I'm going to give you some money. Number one, that'd be a man don't even know what he's going to get. You better hear me, boy. It's just a bust. Thank God this stuff up people's trying to teach today, brother. Once that light comes on, you'll see he's already done it for you. And he never died on the cross to leave it up to you to whether you want to receive it or not. That wasn't the purpose of Calvary. The purpose of Calvary was to do the will of God, amen, and purchase his people from their sin. Yes, that's exactly right. Amen. God bless that. Buddy, that makes me want to run, brother. Somebody said, did he die for everybody that believes? That's right. Amen. He said, him that believeth on him is not condemned. Amen. Thank God. That's what it says. Amen. Hey, thank God. God ain't obligated to nobody. Boy, I was just thinking on that the other night. Me and my wife was sitting over there and we was talking about that. Boy, it got on me. I just said, he ain't obligated to nobody. He ain't obligated to me and he obligated to you. He could put you in hell like he put me in hell. Could put me in hell. Ain't a man walking that's good enough to get the favor of God. You say, why did God give you the favor that he gave you? Because he willed to. I ain't got no other answer. But I believe the whole world could be saved if they believe. That's right. I believe they could. I wouldn't preach to them if I didn't think they could get saved. I ain't preaching to the elect. I'm proud, like what Mitchell said. Thank God I'm trying to catch all the fish. When they get in the net, I know they are. And they predestined for the frying pan. That's right. That's why I called them, thank God, for a purpose. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what, you didn't catch them. He did. Hey, Dick. Hey, boy, thank God I feel like kicking my shoes off. Amen. Well, some songs helped me tonight. I need it. Listen, thank God when they fished all night and didn't catch a thing. They was fishermen, didn't catch a thing. He said, hey, children, you got any meat? He said, no, throw it on the other side. 153 got in. He commanded them to get in the net. Amen. That's right, son. He said, how'd you get in the net? Thank God he threw his net right where I was at. Amen. Thank God on the day of Pentecost, praise God, it was that Peter thing. Amen. When he preached, thank God, he said, there's so many fish got in that sunk the boat. Amen. Thank God the boat kept going. The boat got to sinking, brother. Amen. It sucked the religion they was in. It sucked everything they was trusting in. Amen. They could not even. Peter said, depart from me. I'm a sinful man. Got down on his knees at his knees. Buddy, I'm telling you, son, you see the manifestation like that, you'd say, God help. I'm a sinner. He's the Lord. He's the Lord. God bless it. Here's him in the robe of flesh coming to this world. He's standing before a Roman governor named Pilate. He's trying to wash his hands of it. That's what he said here. Notice what he said in verse 22. I preached this one time. Pilate saith unto them, what shall I do with the Jesus, which is called Christ? What shall I do? He's asking them a question. What shall I do with Jesus? He's trying to get it off him, get it on them. Notice what he said. They all said unto him, let him be crucified. Kill him. Come in here, tearing our religion up, what we believe, cutting Moses down and saying he's God and he can forgive sin and he thank God was the Son of God and he's blasphemed and done all these things and all these people's following because they see miracles done, but I know that's probably not real. Amen. God, they even called him Beelzebub. Amen. They blasphemed the Lord. Amen. That's right, brother. Listen. And he said, you will not come to me that you might have life. You're too prideful. Amen. You're too religious. Amen. You're too caught in yourself. Amen. Thank God, what you want me to do with him? And they said, crucify him. He come back today, it'd be worse. And they crucify him. He's so narrow-minded. He's so better than us. He said, I am the light of the world. I'm the light of the world. What do you think about that? If it had been 400 years without hearing something, here comes John the Baptist, here comes Jesus. And he says, I'm the light of the world. I am him. What about our father Abraham? He said, boy, before Abraham was, I am. They wanted to kill him right then. He told him over there too. He said, it wasn't but one widow that I was, thank God he was sent to. Elijah was sent to. There was many widows, but there wasn't but one he sent to. He said, there's many lepers, but there wasn't but one he sent to. They got so mad, they wanted to kill him right then. Amen. They picked up stones to kill him. Amen. But thank God got out of the crowd. Amen. They hate that. They hate the truth, brother. Amen. Listen, I like what Brother Shook said. They ain't trying to kill people that's preaching to Jesus that loves everybody just the way they are. Can I say he loves you, but you didn't know it till you met him? Nobody don't know Jesus loves them till they met him. I said that and say it again. I met Myra in April of 1980. If somebody had come in April of 1979 and said, Myra, look, Bill loves you, I'd say, I don't even know her. How would I love somebody that I don't know? And that's the message of this day. It's the lovey-dovey Jesus. It's not the Jesus of the Bible. Yeah, he does love sinners. If he didn't, we'd be condemned to hell and be in hell possibly. Yeah, he loves sinners. Thank God for that. But you didn't even know you was a sinner until he showed you was. Compared to some people, you thought you was pretty good. Amen. I'm not bad as that guy. You ever know, you know people like that? Let me give you this here. People that's like that, they trying to make themselves look better. I'm not that bad. I don't like what that preacher said. I preached that funeral the other week. And I mean, I preached it. I didn't get wound up, but I preached it. And I said some pretty strong things about man, you know, about being a sinner. I could tell after, you can always tell after you get through preaching that people hear you for the first time, whether they're going to accept you or whether they're going to be cold on you. Amen. Yeah, thank God. I sent my preaching. I felt like the Lord wanted me to. Amen. I sent a little clip of me preaching to a fella. Amen. He was friendly to me. Amen. Thank God I sent it to him. Buddy, amen. It ain't like it was. Amen. You know what? God says that'll divide. Truth will divide. Jesus said, I was like that fan over there. He said, thank God, winner of that floor. Amen. It divided the wheat and the chaff. It will divide. The gospel will divide. If you think everybody's going to love you for the gospel, and you ain't thinking right. I ain't out to make enemies, but you'll have some. See, the problem with today is nobody's afflicted by the gospel because it's a gospel that's social. Nobody's afflicted by it. I think we ought to love people. I think we ought to be like Christ and love people. But I don't think we ought to ever compromise the truth for the sake of winning somebody because it won't work. And this man said, you preach one thing, another man preaches another. What do I believe? I said, believe the Holy Ghost. If you got him. If you don't have him, you ain't going to discern nothing anyhow. God help me. What you going to do with him? That's what he said. What you going to do with him? And the governor said, why, what evil hath he done? But they cried out of the more, saying, let him be crucified. He's trying to talk them out of it, it seems. But he wasn't having enough backbone to thank God to look at them and say, no, I'm not going to put him on the cross. 24, when Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, there it goes. He took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I'm innocent of the blood of the just, what did he call him? This just person. His wife said, I dreamed about him. I dreamed to have nothing to do with this just man. That's what she said. She called him a just man because she got a dream from him and scared her half to death. Notice this here. Right there, he washed his hands and didn't wash his heart. Then answered all the people. And he said, notice this here. His blood be on us and on our children. I don't know if that was something that Brother Keith, that carried on to the Jewish race and things that happened to the Jewish race, that said, let his blood be on us and our children. Notice this here. I want to talk about this. Then released Barabbas unto them. And when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Scourging was one of the worst things a man could ever go through. This was the worst death. There was ways they was stoned to death. They was beheaded. Amen. It was all kind of, but I'm telling you, this is the worst death, amen, that a man could ever die. Anybody that was hung on a cross, brethren, I'm telling you this, before they ever hung him on the cross, people died from the scourging. What they did, they put a stake out there and they unclothed him. They had two soldiers. They had one on each side, far as what I've understand. And they, you know, you've heard about the whips they used, that it had metal and had teeth in it and everything else that would pull the skin literally off of your body. And they took our Lord and stripped him and tied him up, no doubt. And they said they'd start at the head and go to the feet. They said some people got hit in the eyes and went blind right then. It said too that, brethren, Thank God that they got their teeth knocked out and everything else of the force of that whip that they would use on that one that was being crucified, impaled to a cross. Amen. They went through that, and Jesus was the one willing, thank God. I said willing because he became willing, thank God, to die. And he was willing to take the scourging for the punishment from God. Amen. And man too. Amen. To die, thank God, and give himself this. Was the process of bringing him, thank God, to a cross to die, brother, and they scourged him. It didn't hit him once. As I wrote this down, it's a brutal punishment. Always before crucifixion, they done it. Tied to a stake, unclothed, and whipped. That's what he faced. That was the scourging that our Lord faced. Evil men. Anybody, listen, there's brutal people, brother. There were races, Brother Keith, in them days, there were brutal people. The Roman government was in charge, I don't think they're the ones that started with crucifixion. They done a lot of stoning. They done a lot of beheading too. Because the reason I think, and Paul, amen, was a Roman citizen, they didn't hang him on the cross. But brethren, they cut his head off. And I thought when I read this and I think about all the people that hated him, I mean, why did they hate him? Because he said he was God. That's why they hated him. And his light reflected on how evil they were. And the light shined in darkness and they hated him. And brother, the world does too today. If it ever just turns out that you get, amen, manifesting the light of God around people, it'll either draw them to the light or it'll cause them to run from it and be angry at what you say to them. Buddy, I remember, I'm telling you tonight, son, when I got saved, I didn't know nothing. But I was saved, Jesus done it. And there's a heaven, there's a hell. And the people at work, brother, they got so mad at me. I mean, I'd go to people and talk to them on their job, and I'd just talk to them about the Lord. And the whole plant, they got mad. We had about 7 or 8 boys that prayed up there on the day. We'd go out at breaks and pray, and they'd get aggravated at that. Amen. We had breakfasts. We'd have preachers come in and preach. Amen. Thank God. But I'm telling you, they get mad at that. And they come, told me I couldn't. They said, you can't. These people's getting mad. And they come to us. The boss woman said, God forbid. But she come to me and said, you can't do this. You can't go tell people about the Lord. This is something you ought to do on your time and not the company's time. I said, I haven't been there, and I talked to them. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll wait till lunch, amen, or I'll wait till break time, amen. And I'm telling you, brother, and I did too. I mean, I waited. What's happened to me? Thank God, I just asked myself that. I mean, I had a bunch of zeal and not a lot of knowledge, and now I got more knowledge and not so much zeal. That's bad, brother. And I'm telling you, thank God, amen, we ought to be willing to kill, thank God. We got to use sense. You got the Holy Ghost leading us and have some tears and broken. I didn't have a whole lot of that. And I'll tell you what, I had the right motive and had a sincere heart. And I'm telling you, 2 people back on the back row, thank God, got saved during that time. Amen. And I had enough bonus, thank God, to make the whole county mad. But it didn't matter to me because I was telling about him. And if I could have him on my side, that's all that mattered. Amen. My mama back there is a good woman, but she needs to get saved. I remember one time she said, Joey, people go crazy over this thing. Said, I called the grandma and she said, people just go crazy. They can get too much involved in this religion. Amen. Thank God, 1986, she changed her mind. Amen. That's the Holy Ghost coming and arrested her. Thank God, down here in about the 6th pew on this side. Amen. And come to the altar. Thank God, down here and prayed. And when she come, I come with her. Amen. I mean, not by feet, but by heart. And I'm telling you, brethren, people say, well, you can't tell people. Brethren, why can't we? Amen. Why is them martyrs? Why is them men martyred? Amen. They wasn't concerned about their social status or what Uncle Billy said. Thank God, or Aunt Sue said. They had more concern about doing the will of God. How's anybody ever going to get born again? Amen. If we just leave it here in the church, amen, and there's a whole world out there needing God, what would they have a reason to hate me? Jesus said, listen, he said, more not the world hates you, they hated me before they did you. I ain't going out trying to get people to hate me, but I ain't going to compromise the truth of God. They beat him. Scourging means they just beat him. Hated him. Notice this here. And they stripped him, put on a scarlet robe. You ever thought about that? I remember a message. And really, I preached it here because I heard it. And I'll tell you, it's one of the best messages I've heard on some things they can't strip him of. They might strip him of his robe, but they can't strip him of who he is. They can't. You can't neither. Religion can't neither. He's who he is. He's the Lord of glory. Amen. He's the Lord a whole long time before anybody tried to make him at. Amen. That means he's supreme in authority. He's your master. Amen. And he is mine too. Amen. And brethren, listen, I want to get saved. Amen. Everybody gets saved wants to. One day you didn't want to, but when he got you pulling on you, thank God you wanted to. Amen. You was looking for an answer that day. Amen. That God talked to your heart when you got over there. Thank God he was looking for an answer. Amen. He said, what'd he do? He made him willing. Amen. He'd have climbed a tree if he could have gotten saved. Amen. That's right. And you would too if he told you to. Zacchaeus climbed the tree. I don't know if he climbed it to get saved, but he got saved when he climbed it. People say, well, all you've got to do is this. No, you got to get wanting. Amen. You got to get willing and wanting. Amen. That's right, buddy. There's a difference. Ain't God in this crowd today that just says, well, I'd like to get out of hell. No, you're going to need a Lord to rule your life. He's more than just somebody that keeps you out of hell. He becomes your life. He becomes your life. I'm telling you that. It ain't a works doctrine. It's the God of heaven doctrine. Notice this here. When they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head. Reed in the right hand, they bowed the knee before him, mocked him, saying, hail, King of the Jews. They spit on him, took the reed and smote him on the head. He went through much persecution. I mean, that reed was a stick. I mean, it was them thorns. Can you imagine you ever got a thorn in you? I'm telling you, put that on his head. Amen, buddy. That was a very painful and suffering, but he knew that was going to be suffering. He knew when he drank the cup, it had already been suffering, but there was a suffering on the outside. What is it going to go through physically and mentally and everything else? And God, brother, listen. Amen. He loved them people, brother. He loved them people. That's the key right there. Talking about witnessing the people and telling the truth to them. He loved them people. Amen. He loved them, brother. He loved them people. He said, oh, I would take you under, but you would not. You wouldn't come. But I love him. Ain't God, why did he have a long suffering? Brother, he ain't forgot Israel. Amen. Listen, ain't God, he ain't forgot, thank God, his people, brother. Ain't God, according to the flesh. Even Paul said, I'd rather be accursed. Ain't God, that my people, according to the flesh, would be saved. What do you think Paul would think about the church in this day if he come in? I'm not just talking about this church. I'm talking about any biblical church. What would be his message? Huh? God help. I mean, the fire, isn't that man? Everything he did was consumed around the Lord Jesus. Everything. Now, I'm not saying he don't say everything about his life because he ain't going to put everything about it. But what we've read, Brother Todd, in the scripture about Paul, amen, he said, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ. The heartbeat of Paul was, thank God, them sinners out there need to hear the gospel. Amen. To stand before the king. I knew it would cost him his life probably. Amen. But I'm telling you, brother, listen. Thank God, he said in 2 Timothy 4, he said, I've kept the faith. I finished the course. Thank God, I fought a good fight. That's what he said under the power of God. Amen. That was a good report at the end of his life. Amen. Listen, it ain't how much you got, it's who you know. God bless it. Why are we so tempted with these things? Fame. I got a name. All these daggone preachers wanting doctor before the name. I think that's bull. Hate to use that language, but this is the truth. Who are we? We're sinners saved by the grace of God. We're his called people. We're his family. We're separated unto him. He bought us to separate him unto us unto himself. Our life is him. It ain't part of our life. Church ain't my life. Jesus is my life. And because I am the church, I'm part of him because the church is the body of believers that he gave himself for. I don't take it lightly, even though I live lightly sometimes. Even though I do have lightness in my life. It's amazing to me. They only put up with me and don't. Thank God put me in the graveyard. Buddy, he died. Thank God he gave it all. He didn't give a tenth. He gave 100%. He gave every bit, Brother Danny. He gave every bit. Tell you, he did. For who? For you. How could he get you? Give himself for you. That's what he did. Notice this, I'm through. Verse number 35, and they crucified him. And they parted his garments, casting lots. They gambled for him that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them. Upon my, see, it's all been prophesied. What's prophesied is going to place, brother. They said it wouldn't break a bone. They did not break a bone, son. Amen. What about Joseph of Arimathea, this secret disciple of Jesus? Amen. That's what it said. A wealthy man. Who come with him? Who volunteered to come with him to get the body off the cross? I believe it's that man that comes to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know our teacher come from God. And placed him in a barred tomb. And the old boy said it right. It was going to be used 3 days. Amen. It wasn't going to stay no longer than that. And they placed him in a tomb after the death of Christ. Amen. On the third day, he rose again bodily by his own power. Amen. Where's the power? It's in the resurrection. If he had not rose again, we'd be in our sin. But if he had not died for sin, we'd have no forgiveness of sin. The only way he could forgive us is give his own self to die for us. And all sin was placed upon him. And when he said, it's finished. It's finished. I paid the price. I've done it. Amen. Thank God it's finished. That was the words of Christ. He gave up the ghost. Amen. It went back to the, thank God, to the God. Amen. Listen, friend. Thank God. Look what the Lord went through. Amen. Listen. He went through a lot of persecution. He went through people saying, oh, if he be the Christ, come down, save us and save thyself. But I'm going to show you the mercy of God. Amen. The thief said, he's done nothing amiss. We deserve what we're getting. And he looked at Jesus and said this, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And the Lord Jesus said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. What mercy. You know what? We ain't no better than a thief. We ain't no better than a thief. We is all sinners. God said one day, son, by his own goodness, I'm going to come and get you. I'm going to knock on your heart. You ain't got no interest in me, but I got interest in you. And I'm going to come where you at. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I remember that day you stood across the road over there. Amen. Come in here in 94. Thank God. Amen. Sit back there a little while back there with Roger Smith. Amen. Thank God said you're saved. Got in this church. Amen. He preached a little at the rest home. Amen. But thank God, 95. Here he come knocking again. Amen. Thank God, buddy. That's right. It ain't what you do. You can't do enough. It wouldn't matter what my title is. Amen. But the child of God's a title, friend. It don't matter what a man's title. I'll be want these titles. Thank God, friend. It's just religion. That's religion. Listen to what I'm telling you. Anything you can do is humanism. That's right. Anything you can do in the flesh that you think God's going to approve is humanism. It's the human man trying to get approved by God. Where's people, thank God, today that say, Lord, I stand at your mercies. I know it's all you, and I give it to you. Whether I sing, whether I preach, whether I teach, whether I witness, whether I sit in there and hear the good gospel, Lord, you're going to have to teach it to me. You're going to have to teach me. You got to speak to me today, Lord, if I hear anything. Amen. That's right, ain't it? Thank God, that's right. I'm going to tell you, he's going to have to help you. Help me. Thank God, I'm telling you, help you and help me. If you're going to get anything, it's because of what Brother Robert said. Thank God, the author. Amen. He's the author of the book, the Holy Ghost. He's the only one to teach it to you. Amen. He's the one that said it right here, brother. Thank God, it bears witness. Amen. Thank God, somebody said, I don't believe the Bible. I said, that's up to you. I said, you believe the one in the Bible? You can't believe him, not believe the Bible, because it was of him. The Bible's books, it's inspired books that holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, and every author in there was Jewish. But I'm going to tell you what they was talking about. Thank God, the Lord Jesus. Amen. That's right, brother. And I'm going to tell you, if you get a hold of that truth and get it, see, it's more than just reading words. Don't you like it? Thank God when you pick your Bible up and you just ain't going to read it just to get, say, I done it today. I'll be honest with you. I raise both hands and tell you the truth. Some days I don't read it. But them same days I'm communing. You say, why don't you, preacher? Well, I guess the answer would be, thank God that I didn't feel like I had anything in my heart to, you know, and get something in my heart. Thank God, I believe you got to have a desire. If you got to be hungry, you wouldn't go to the table. Well, you might. I'm just picking with you. But if you just ate a big meal and I said, come on, eat. You say, well, I ain't hungry now. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You got to be hungry. If you sit at the table and eat, thank God he'll feed you. Amen. Thank God. Somebody said, I believe y'all read the scripture now. I believe it. But listen, friend, I ain't no less a Christian if I don't read it today. They didn't have the Bible, a lot of them, in them years, brother. They had the apostles' doctrine. They had the truth of God. They got that. Amen. I used to preach it. I said, if you don't read your Bible and pray, you probably ain't saved. God help, that's a lie. You ain't based on reading your Bible and praying. It's based on Jesus Christ. Now, if you get saved, you don't want to read it. Why? Because it's about him. Amen. That's right. That's just like my wife. I married her. I didn't marry her, thank God, just to cook for me and wash my clothes. Amen. I married to be with her. I got saved, thank God, by the grace of God, to have him and him have me. And that's what it's about. And I'm going to tell you this, brother. I do not have to read my Bible to say, Lord, I love you.
That's right.
I don't have to read my Bible to say, thank God that Holy Ghost done brought a verse up and I ate it all day. Amen. Digested all day. Amen. And thank God when sometimes you'll come in, amen, and you'll read and you read and you read and the Holy Spirit's flowed you with it. Amen. You get up, thank God, you say, my goodness, where did I go with? And one day you don't read it, thank God, you don't read it the way you ought to. Amen. You get up and say, the Holy Ghost's all on me. Amen. You ain't got to figure that out, brother. Amen. He don't obligate to me. Thank God, if I get full of it, it'll come out. Amen. If you get full of it, it'll come out. That's just the way it is. It comes out if you get full of it. But if you're full of him, it'll come out. Amen. Thank God, brother. And I'm telling you, listen, if you get around him and just get full of him, amen, listen, just know him. It's a personal thing, and it'll come out of you. Thank God he will. I'm telling you, that's where it is, friend. Thank God, wherever. Thank God, yeah, it'll just come out of you. Don't you go out here and say, preacher said you don't have to read your Bible. But the preacher said you can commune with him without reading your Bible some days. I don't have to write my wife a letter every day and read it. I can go right to her. I got her picture. I like looking at her picture when she ain't around. But when she's around, I ain't looking at her picture. I'm looking at her. Amen. I got the real thing. Ain't no need for me to have candles and everything else and all these things in the church and say, God bless, we're religious now. Amen. I got the person. Amen. That's right. I got the person. Amen. You got him too. Amen. And we got one another, brother. I mean, it's a great thing. I just want to say this, Brother Todd. I was thinking a while ago, the blessings of God on us. And Brother Robert's up there singing that song. And I thought, the blessings of God's on us. I mean, the blessings of God. I mean, just think about this. I mean, listen, friend, how better could it get? I got the Lord in me. I get to go home with the woman that I love and spend time with her, and I got all the blessings around me. What else could a man want? It ain't about the house I'm going into. It's about the woman I'm going into the house with. Amen. What would this building mean if he wasn't here? Amen. That's right, buddy. Just get down to where we at, Brother Law. That's just religious talk sounding good. But I'm telling you, if you really get down to it, you're just going to pour your heart out to Miss Michaela.
Yeah, right.
If you want to talk to her and talk sweet things to her, you wouldn't say, boy, that kitchen table over there looks good. You'd say, honey, I want to tell you I love you. You might put your hand over there and rub her shoulder. Amen. You wouldn't then say, man, them blinds is looking good over there. It don't mean nothing to you. You get hooked up with the person you're in love with. That old preacher's hoeing in the garden. That guy come by, he said, hey, you got a priest tonight. He said, I know, I'm getting my message right now with the hoe. Because God's talking to me. You don't have to be in the house reading your Bible to get a message. The message is in the heart. He gives it to you. Listen, I don't read. I do not read my Bible to get a message. Don't do it. I don't read my Bible to get an outline. I read my Bible to the one that communes with my heart. And by him communing with my heart, that's where it comes from. If you ever learn that, you won't have to try to be a Christian. You won't have to try to put on. You won't have to try to work up a message. If you got one, give it. If you don't, don't. It's that simple. But God's the one that's got to give it to you. He's going to bless your home because it's a heart thing. Jesus died for sinners. And that's why we have life today, thank God. I appreciate you, Brother Redmond. Pray for us.